All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Mark Simmer along with Butch Shaver coming to you live from Jerry Litt Memorial Stadium, where Chillicothe right now leads this ballgame 38-21. None of the fans have left the stadium. They've enjoyed a good one here against the Kirksville Tigers. Last time Kirksville won here in Chillicothe, 1975. They're trying to get back in this ball game. They've got Hutton wide to the left, Glaspy wide to the right. Kirksville has it first and 10 at their own 36-yard line. Craig Hauser back in at quarterback. Harrison Dollins is going to go through the backfield, and the quarterback goes back to pass, airs it out down the east sidelines for Glaspy. Goes incomplete at the Chillicothe 30-yard line, covered well by Vincent.
You know, I think Kirksville is probably going to be throwing the ball a lot now with trailing by a score of 38-21.
No disrespect to Craig Hauser, Butch, but, boy, I don't know. They were working well with Dollins in the backfield.
Big time.
Craig Hauser in shotgun formation. Parker Osborne, the fullback, behind him. Two wide receiver set. Hand off to Osborne, up the middle, standing tall as he goes through, picks up the first down and gets it out to the Kirksville 49-yard line. Bussey and Lewis in on the tackle of the big fullback.
Well, that's what you don't want to see your secondary make a tackle right there as they had to, as he picked up 12 yards on that play.
Cole Nichols coming in the ball game for Drew Wilkeson at a linebacker position. As Chillicothe making some substitutions to keep everyone well hydrated on the sidelines before they go back in. Craig Hauser, the quarterback, again in shotgun formation. Hand off to Osborne. Osborne tries to go around the right, has to turn it up the middle, crosses midfield, gets down to the 45 of Chillicothe. Cole Nichols comes back out. Wilkeson goes back in. 7 minutes remains in the game. Chillicothe 38, Kirksville 21. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI 98.5 FM and 1010 AM in Chillicothe.
Big second down and four play as Kirksville's got the ball to Chillicothe 45-yard line.
Hutton will be wide to the left, another wide receiver to the right. Harrison Dollins flanked tight to the right as Craig Hauser's in shotgun formation. Second and four from the Chillicothe 45. Flags goes up in the air. There's a goose egg on the play clock. Too much time called against Kirksville, and again, a costly penalty by the Tigers.
That's a huge break there for Chillicothe as Kirksville just didn't get the playoff quick enough. And instead of being second and four, it's now second and nine. And that really hurts the Kirksville offense as the advantage goes to Chillicothe here.
Dollins will be flanked tight to the left, Hutton wide to the right. Watch those two players. Here's the snap, fake handoff to Dollins, mix up in the backfield. Craig Hauser goes down, ball comes loose, recovered by Dixon of the Hornets. Oh, now Palmer comes up with it. Mason Palmer, who applied the quarterback sack to the wounded Craig Hauser. It looks like they're going to give the fumble to Mason Palmer, a sophomore. So he gets a quarterback sack and a fumble recovery in one play.
Mason Palmer had quite a JV game the other night. He scored a bunch of touchdowns, made some great catches, and he was worth the price of admission out here last Monday night, trust me. The JV put it on the Hamilton JV 40-0 the other night.
All right, here's Guy Vincent tight to the right. Hatfield, Wilkinson split in the backfield. First and 10 for the Hornets. Wilkinson gets it, kind of loses his own balance, but gains some positive yardage down to the Kirksville 38-yard line. As he crossed the line, he started to trip over himself there a little bit and was able, though, to keep the balance just enough to pick up some good yardage. It'll bring up a second and six at the Kirksville 38. Lewis, your quarterback, doing a fine job leading this team. You know, Jacob Lewis, Butch, you just see him maturing each and every game. You know, from last year into this year, he's just getting better and better. Good leader. Strong line to the left for the Hornets. 5:44 remains in this game. Chillicothe 38, Kirksville 21. Counter pitch to Vincent, hit in the backfield and then brought down for a loss at the Kirksville 39-yard line. Good defense there on that counter pitch by Kirksville, the same play that Kirksville had trouble with in the first half.
Loss of a yard on that play. Is it going to bring up a third down and eight?
Spencer Hart coming back into the ball game. Earlier he came out with cramps, so he appears to be fine. Coming out of the ball game is number 60, Austin Anderson. Tackle on that last play was Zachary Meehan and Nathan Farnsworth. Hornets have four wide receivers, two to the left, two to the right. Jacob Lewis in shotgun formation, standing back almost at midfield, unloads to Guy Vincent, who's wide open, but he drops it at the 46 of Kirksville. Boy, they had three receivers, Butch. It looked like that was going on fly patterns to clear out that secondary. And then Vincent came across the middle wide open.
He sure did. He just wasn't able to come up with the football, or that would have been a nice gainer for the Hornets. But it's not to be. It's going to bring up a fourth down and eight. We've got 4:44 to go in this game as Chillicothe leads by a score of 38-21. They need to pick up these 8 yards here.
Looks like we might have a quick kick formation here as Guy Vincent's in the middle of the three-back offense. And that is indeed what we're going to get here. Little pooch kick, nice one, but it gets too much leg. It lands at the two and goes into the end zone for a touchback. So Kirksville will have the ball on offense once again, first and 10 at their own 20 with 4:43 remaining in this ball game at Jerry Litton Memorial Stadium. Capacity crowd on hand to watch the game tonight as Chillicothe right now leads at 38-21. And Krieghauser, the quarterback, goes out to – I'm just wincing every time I see the guy running out there. I applaud the young man for sticking out there, but, boy, I bet that ankle just looks like it hurts. Two wide receivers set, I formation in the backfield. Handoff is the fullback. And he's maybe going to get maybe 2 yards there on the carry is Parker Osborne. It'll bring up a second and long for the Tigers. Tackle made by Hunter Keller, a senior for the Hornets. No huddle offense again. Glassby wide to the right for the Tigers. Harrison Dollins wide to the left along with Hutton. Shotgun formation, throws. It's caught by, dropped. He took his eyes off of it, did Tenpenny, the tight end at the 25. He just turned his head upfield before he had true possession of the ball.
Well, we've got 4:13 to go in the contest. We think that's the official time. We're not 100% sure. Third down and eight.
Trent Glassby will be wide to the left, or wide to the right, excuse me. An unknown wide receiver will be wide to the left. I formation, the deep back is Harrison Dollins. Look out. Here he goes. He's got the pitch back. He's got the crosses the line of scrimmage, and this time he's brought down at about the 24-yard line at Kirksville, well short of the first down on that third down play. Clock continues to run as he was unable to go out of bounds there. 3:50 remains in this ball game, and it looks like Kirksville might go into a punt situation as Parker Osborne, the fullback, standing back deep at the Kirksville 15-yard line. Remember, Chillicothe blocked one of his punts last year. Look out here. Here's the punt. Nice punt again. High. Fair caught by DJ Gannon at the 39 of the Chillicothe Hornets. Parker Osborne doing good in the punting department all night long for Kirksville. So Chillicothe's offense will start up once again, first and 10 at their own 39 at the north end of the football field. Many, many fans still on hand here tonight. Don't believe this is over yet. 38-21, however, is the score.
Jake Matthew has come in the quarterback here.
Matthew has three backs in the backfield, Hatfield, Vincent, and Wilkerson. He's looking at the play clock, letting it wind down to 10 seconds. He takes the snap, handoff to Wilkerson, off right guard, crosses the 40, fights his way up to the 45 of the Hornets. Tackle made by number 41. Guess what, Butch? Don't know the guy. He's not even on the roster.
Oh, my.
I need to know the name of that team we played in districts back in 98. I cannot.
Tarkio
Academy.
Tarkio Academy.
There you go. Good job, Butch. You should know you did the starting lineups.
Yeah, John and Jerry.
All right, here's Matthew. Down to 6 seconds on the play clock. Three backs in the backfield. Second and five for the Hornets at the 45 of Chillicothe. Wilkinson has the first down as he gets it all the way out to midfield. Another first down picked up by Chillicothe. Last week against Marshall, the Hornets had 15 first downs. I believe they've gone past that mark here tonight against Kirksville.
Yeah, they're going to bring the chains in. He's got it by at least an inch, I would think. From here, it looks like it's over the length of the football. But
Remember, we're not working here with the Santa Claus unit from the
right.
referees. They're kind of stingy on where they place
that
ball.
Yeah, they are.
Here goes the chains. It's stretched out. Merry Christmas. First down, Chillicothe.
That comes with 2:35 to go in the game as Chillicothe leads 38-21. And Kirksville's out of timeouts. That's
yep,
right.
So they're out of timeouts.
Chillicothe could conceivably just run the clock out here if they elect to do so. They probably won't because some of these kids haven't got to play very much tonight, and they'd like to put some points on the board.
Jake Matthew watching closely the play clock. It's now down under 10 seconds. Time management right now of the essence for the Hornet offense. Counter pitch goes to Hatfield. Hatfield stood up in the backfield. Ball comes loose. Everybody scurrying to the turf. Kirksville's coaching staff is saying they've got it. They're jumping up and down. Let's see here.
Yeah,
Kirksville indeed has it. They're fired up over there.
Now, that's the last thing that you needed to happen right there. And here again, that's probably why you take a knee there, but that's not what they elected to do. So
I believe that's their second turnover, isn't it, Butch, tonight?
Yes,
the Hornets?
It is. Yes, it is. Gives Kirksville an opportunity. We got a timeout. We got an injured player. Okay.
Injured Hornet football player.
He's a
little woozy.
Yeah, I'm not so sure that isn't. He just didn't have his bell rung, and that's not good. The way he's coming off here.
Kevin Fender watching closely as he walks off on his own accord. He looks like he will be okay. Dr. Mitri meeting him at sidelines as he comes off. And now Kirksville will have it first and 10 at the Chillicothe 47-yard line. I formation of the backfield. Harrison Dollins is the deep back, and he's getting it. He's got it to the 45, and he goes out of bounds over here on the Hornets' sidelines at the 45-yard line of Chillicothe. Gain of 2, maybe 3 yards. It'll bring up a second. We're going to call it a second and 8 for the Tigers at the Chillicothe 45-yard line. Krieghauser, your quarterback, is going to go under center. Harrison Dollins is the deep back behind Parker Osborne, two wide receiver set. Pitch back goes to Harrison Dollins. He's looking to throw, and that throws a nice spiral to Hutton, who catches it, I believe, at the 15-yard line. He was covered well by Guy Vincent, but Hutton was able to bring in that pass from Harrison Dollins.
Yeah, they executed that play very well there, Mark, and they pick up a big first down deep into Chillicothe territory, and it looks like Guy Vinson's got a leg cramp. So
trainers are going out to tend to him for the Hornets.
Guy was came out earlier. He was bothered with some sort of injury. I assume it was a leg cramp, and hopefully that's all this is. I tell you, if you've never had a leg cramp, that's the most horrible pain.
I have, Butch, only when I'm sleeping, though.
Okay. It's
better than an alarm clock, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll get you out of bed in a hurry, I'll tell you that. Oh, my. I'm not sure.
Sure, he's saying it is a leg cramp right there in the calf muscle.
Yeah, they're working on that. So.
Well, he won't be dancing this weekend.
Probably not. Probably not.
So his girlfriend and him probably just have to watch college football all weekend.
Hey, that'd be all right. I missed the game last night. I got busy. I was busy trying to figure out who the roster for Kirksville. Spent half the night trying to figure that out because we kept getting so much different information. But anyway, I forgot to watch any of the games last night. Missed the Chiefs.
You know, I didn't
miss anything by missing the Chiefs.
I watched a little bit of the Chiefs. But I had to do homework, too. I had to help with the homework a little bit.
Yeah, you've got that to contend with. I had my grandson call me the other night. I had to help him with some homework. I was quite proud of myself.
What was it on? What subject?
It was family history. So.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I was doing a sociology or something project. I don't know.
Well, Butch, Guy Vincent's going to have to be helped off with the help of Kevin Fender here. He's got his arm over Kevin's shoulder. And hopefully that young man will be okay. Again, we think it's just a cramp in the leg, but hate to speculate at this point. He looks like he's walking now a little bit better over here on the sidelines. Here's Kirksville, 1st and 10 at the Hornet 15-yard line after that pass completion to Hutton. And the running play goes nowhere as the Hornets sniff that out and stop from Harrison Dollins, it appears, went with it. He got very little yardage on that carry.
Yeah, as the clock continues to run here, we've got 1:26 to go in this contest, and Chillicothe would like to stop Kirksville here.
Okay, Krieghauser's out of this game again, Butch. They've gone back to Harrison Dollins just running the Wildcat.
I think that's a good move.
I do, too. He's going to fake handoff. No, he gives the handoff to Hutton. Hutton crosses the 15. He gets over across the Hornet 10-yard line, over near the east sideline. Still short of the first down, however.
Kept the ball in bounds, and that's to Chillicothe's advantage as the clock will continue to run here as it winds down to 51 seconds in the contest, 3rd down and 5.
Chillicothe leads this game 38-21. Dollins is going to keep it himself out of the shotgun formation. 10-5. Looking for the end zone. He knocks the cone over. They're going to give him the score. Touchdown, Harrison Dollins. I believe that's his third rushing touchdown tonight. He easily has over 100 yards tonight as one of his touchdown runs covered 76 yards in the first half. And the score is now Chillicothe 38, Kirksville 27. And Kirksville will attempt the point after here. Their kicker's been perfect in this ball game. Here's the kick. It's up. It's good. So with 37 seconds remaining in this ball game, Chillicothe leads it 38-28. And, Butch, it's been a tale of two games here.
Yeah,
Chillicothe led the first half. At the halftime, Chillicothe led 24-7. But in the second half, Kirksville has been winning this game by the score of 20-14.
Wow.
21-14, actually.
Yeah, they've made all their extra points, so yeah. Well, some mistakes offensively has cost us. We've had some bad turnovers, giving Kirksville the ball in good field position, and the defense just is kind of let up. They have been allowing Kirksville to make big yardage on several plays and keep their drives alive, and Kirksville was unable to do that in the first half. Now, Kirksville's going to try an onside kick here, so we need some good hands people up front here.
We've got everybody except for Thomas and Rutledge. Everybody else on the Hornet kicking unit is within 10 to 15 yards of the kicker. It's touched by a Hornet. It's loose. Dixon looks like he was the closest to recovering that onside kick that traveled all the way down the Hornet 34-yard line from the Kirksville 40. It looks like Chillicothe maintained possession of the ball as Rutledge came up with it.
Now let's get into victory formation and take a knee here, and the game will be over with.